Yuma County Indivisible is the local chapter of a national group known as Indivisible. The information is easily researchable on the internet. There is actually a guide called indivisibleguide.com that is 20-some-odd pages put together by former congressional staff people, formatted over the concept of how the Tea Party came into existence and successfully lobbied members of Congress and the public to change to a more conservative political view. The staffers who saw the success of the Tea Party said, wait a minute, we ought to be able to replicate that on a more liberal, progressive side, and created, shortly after the November election, the Indivisible Guide. And the premise of the Indivisible Group is twofold. Number one, a local strategy targeting individual members of Congress, and secondarily, a defensive approach purely focused on stopping Trump.
So is that what we're seeing in these town hall meetings that have been scattered across the country? Are these Indivisible groups who are showing up?
There is anger within the groups, no question about that. But it does not need to be channeled to our elected officials. It needs to be suggested that they're not behaving in the best interest of their constituents. If they don't know what their constituents want, or that there are disagreement on issues and they only hear one side, how are they supposed to pay attention to their constituents?
It seems like there's been some difficulty at times here locally as far as organizations that want to have some political influence. We had President Trump's inauguration. The Women's March took place after it. It was Saturday all across the country, and a march was held here in Yuma, but it was a week or two later.
That's correct, it was.
And is that symbolic of how maybe it's a little difficult to organize here in Yuma?
Very much so. Yuma is, after all, the extreme southwest corner of a very conservative-oriented state. The women's movement, and indeed Indivisible, while not being purely partisan Democratic, is a liberal-leaning, progressive-leaning organization. Sometimes it takes some time to find people of a like mind. It grew rather rapidly once it was publicized, but initially you had to find a group.
You've got a specific reason for what we're talking about coming up on Saturday. So what actually is taking place?
This Saturday, which is tax day for most of us, Saturday, April 15th, the day in the calendar year when most of us have to file our taxes. Happens not to be true in 2017, but April 15th is a day we all citizens know about because it's good old IRS taxation day. And this Saturday, starting at 10 a.m. at the Yuma County Courthouse on 2nd Avenue, downtown Yuma, there will be a tax march protest, if you will, basically asking President Trump to do as he's repeatedly said he would do, release his tax returns. He's promised time and time again that he would release them. It's been public policy for every president since Richard Nixon to release the annual tax returns as soon as they're approved by the IRS. Even the IRS has said that an audit does not keep a person from releasing their tax returns publicly.
Right.
IRS doesn't care. The march on April 15th at 10 a.m. at the Yuma County Courthouse is encouraging Mr. Trump to do what he promised to do.
Among the scheduled speakers tomorrow, Congressman Raul Grijalva and legislators Lisa Otando and Charlene Fernandez. I'm Kim Johnson, KAWC News.